Well, hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and this is your show. This is where we are going to dedicate it, this entire episode, to prayer. And so this is our whom or what are you praying for show for the first one for 2026, the new year. Happy New Year. And we're still in Christmas. Merry Christmas. So this is just a wonderful time to storm heaven together and to really live out the body of Christ together, the Take Two way. So if you have a prayer intention, a prayer request, something that's on your mind or heart, and you want us to join you in prayer, please call in. I'm going to give you the number, and you just dial in. You'll speak to Matt. He is waiting to answer your call, and you'll share with him the prayer request. If you feel comfortable giving us the first name, I do have the prayer book out. We do like to pray by specific name of the intention, but God knows, you know, if you want to protect the privacy of the person, that's totally fine. But if you can give the name to Matt up front, that would make it a lot faster and easier so I can get to more calls. But this show is very popular because we do believe in the power of prayer. If you have a praise report, please call it in. This is the show to do it. This particular episode is the one to do it because we want to praise God and thank God and build confidence in prayer. But if you do have something you want us to join you in by way of prayer, please call it in at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. So 833-288-3986. Call it in and I'll put it in the prayer book. We'll do praise reports. We can also talk about certain things that you're praying for. If you want some suggestions, you don't have to be Catholic to call in. So if you're listening right now, we are live. We're right at the beginning of January, beginning of the year. We believe in the power of prayer. And I really do need your help on this because the more activity we have, the more that the prayers are going, the more that people listen to what they can do by way of prayer, it helps people jump in and really move things forward and really bring some peace, some comfort, some joy, some answers to the prayers. So the number is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We have Michael at the controls doing a fine job as our producer. Ace is on social media. I'm waving to everybody. Happy New Year, you guys. Get your prayer intentions and requests in the chats there, and Ace will happily grab those and put them on the board so that I can enter them into the prayer book. You can always email us if it's a longer story, take2@ewtn.com. We are way behind on emails, I will tell you that. We read everything, and we have read everything, so just take comfort in knowing that, but we're to respond, it's been hard. We need to have more than three of us on the team. Michael helps us as well. So Jerry and I read everything, but if there's an urgent response, we will get back to you either by way of an email back or sometimes even a phone call. So we really try to stay in touch with all of the Take Two family. So please know that. And we do care. Now we do value when our Take Two family members that are listening right now, if you would please start remembering these intentions that you hear on the radio and start praying rosaries for these for the Take Two family. Or if you're at adoration, please remember them at adoration. If you go to Mass, please bring the intentions with you and call them to mind. God knows we've got the prayer book. You can just say for everyone in the prayer book for the Take Two family prayer intentions. But you get the picture. Really, really dedicate some time specifically for the intentions that you hear on this show. We do have calls coming in very, very fast. So I'm going to take the first caller, Teresa. Teresa is from Cleveland, Ohio on the EWTN app. Teresa's all ready to go, and she's with us, our first caller for our Whom or What Are You Praying For show. Hi, Teresa. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I am kind of selfishly asking for prayer. I've been out of a job for a few months, and I have a phone interview on Wednesday of this week, and I'm just asking for prayers. I do have adoration today, so I will be taking the prayer intentions of all of the Take Two family with me, but I also pray that I have an open door coming later this week.
Okay, so the phone interview is this Wednesday, so just in 2 days, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And is this a job you want, or are you just feeling like you're kind of in a little bit of a desperate mode? You'll take anything that comes your way.
Probably a little bit of both, although I am excited about this position. So if I really haven't had, you know, the way we go about applying for jobs anymore is just, I think it's AI driven. And if you don't have the right word in your resume, it may not stem to the next level. Mm-hmm. And so, I'm feeling a little discouraged, but I know God has a plan for me and I don't know it yet. I just have to continue to remain faithful.
Absolutely. So just a quick suggestion, Teresa, before the Wednesday phone interview, I've got you in the prayer book. We're praying that it's God's will. And if God wants you to get this job, we're praying that you will get this job. So that's for sure. And we're very big and we go very big with God, and we're very definite with God. So that's the good news. But Teresa, before Wednesday, if you can, maybe do a little bit, if you can, just a tiny bit of fasting and almsgiving. And what I mean by that is just pull back from something and just say, like, let's say you're going to look on your phone for 30 minutes. Just say, okay, Lord, I'm going to look on my phone for 20 minutes, 10 minutes. I'm going to pull back, and I want to dedicate that to this intention, and also for reparation or anything of that nature. And then just give, just privately, as a form of almsgiving. So let's say, like, just even doing something kind, like making a phone call to somebody or doing something that is just a gesture of kindness and charity. Do that before Wednesday, if you can. Would you do that, Teresa? And we'll be praying.
Yes, absolutely. I will do that.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. It tends to, how do I say this? It tends to hit the reset button for some reason. I've noticed it, and for many years that especially with God, it just kind of resets everything. And that's what you want to go into, so you have clarity if this is God's will. Okay?
I will.
Thank you. Teresa, call us back when you get the job, because we love to praise God and thank God for all his many blessings. So, Teresa, thank you so much for calling in and trusting us with your prayers. Whom or what are you praying for? That's today's show. Please call in 833-288-EWTN. Again, that's 833-288-3986. I'll be right back. What are you praying for? It's our prayer show today, live on EWTN, and we'd love for you to join us. This is your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie and you. You are the most important person. We wait for your call. So if you'd like us to storm heaven, please call in right now. Don't wait any longer. Or you can give us a praise report. And Teresa in Cleveland, Ohio, if you're listening, we've got Take Two family members already alerting me that they are praying for you, that you get the job. So you got a lot of support, Teresa. I love that. Elizabeth, hang on. I'm going to get right to you, but I got to share this about icons. You know how I love icons. Holy Family silver icon with color. It's just about 7 by 8.5 inches. It's absolutely beautiful. EWTN Religious Catalog is offering a beautifully detailed walnut plaque featuring an icon of the Holy Family. The icon print is covered with an artisan polished pure silver cover with gold details. Mary holds the Christ child on her lap as Joseph holds them close. Each parent places a hand on our Lord, who raises his hand in blessing. The icon inset is in a plaque. Oh, it's inset. Okay, I got it. The icon is inset in a plaque made of dark stained walnut wood, which has scalloped beveled edges and is made in Italy. Love that. I love things made in Italy. Each piece includes has a hole for hanging and a wooden wedge for a tabletop display. Boy, all of those promos, that was like a tongue twister. It's available now at EWTNRC.com. Free standard shipping of online orders, $75 or more. Standard shipping is for the continental U.S. only. Use code FREE at checkout. I love the Religious Catalog. I ordered so many things from it this year. It was so amazing. Okay, so if you have something to say by prayer request or intention, please call it in. Elizabeth in Marble Falls, Texas. on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Elizabeth. Welcome to the program.
Hi, good morning, y'all.
Good morning. You go right ahead.
I am been struggling. It's going on a couple of years now with insomnia. It's not so much falling asleep as waking up after a few hours and just with not good thoughts. And just rushing all bad thoughts about me. And I just feel like it's spiritual. I'm doing the things, you know, that they recommend on a physical level. Like going to bed at the same time, waking at the same time. I have a good morning devotional, but I just notice with my mind after so much sleep that I turn away from God and get more in my own head and doing things like distracting on my phone or other things that aren't healthy. And I don't understand the insomnia, and I'm having a hard time. It's not getting better, and I'm not sure what I need to do as far as praying. I just don't feel like I'm doing that very well. And I would appreciate any prayers and then any advice y'all had for that.
You got it, Elizabeth. Okay, so we put you in the prayer book. We'll start praying that you get a good night's rest. You said you're doing everything for your body. So you're getting to bed on time, like before 10 o'clock at night, right? So you're getting to bed.
Yes.
Okay, you're doing all that. That's great. But it sounds like you're waking up and then your mind is drifting off into maybe things that are bothering you or things that are weighing you down, and that's causing you to lose the rest of your sleep. First of all, may I ask, are you Catholic, Elizabeth?
I'm a recently returned. I'm in the process of preparing for my first big reconciliation of many decades.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, welcome home. I put you in the book for that too, that we'll pray as your journey back into the church is just beautiful. So that's wonderful. Okay, so what I would suggest is Adam Bly, religious demonologist that I work with on the spirit world, he suggests getting, and he said it's worked just beautifully for many exorcists and for other people that kind of just struggle with intruding thoughts and things of that nature that come up during the middle of the night, or you just can't kind of settle the body down. He said to take holy water. Okay, so get holy water from the church. The next time you're at church, get holy water and pat it all over the top of your head. And not, you don't have to like soak your head wet or anything. Just kind of pat the holy water all over your forehead and your head. And it tends to really help with things that can get our minds in another direction. So that would be the first thing I would suggest. I will tell you, Elizabeth, I have used that with holy water and it has worked amazingly well.
I ask you real quick,
sure.
My godmother, I have a vial of holy water. And I'm just like scared to use it. Like it sits in this vial. I have it and I'm just like, I don't want to use it wrong. So it just sits
sure.
there.
Sure. Okay. So why don't you yes, I totally get it.
Okay.
A lot of people have tons of holy water or sacramentals and they never want to touch them because they think they're not sure exactly how to bring them into their spiritual life.
Okay.
But the holy water is just that for you. And it's a reminder, okay? It's a reminder of the truth of the faith. It's a reminder of your belief. It's a reminder of God. And so, yes, use it freely and believe that it is a sacramental that points you to a deeper relationship with God. And it's a beautiful way to really, how do I say this, affirm and reestablish the faith within you. Okay.
Oh,
so So absolutely use it freely. Maybe even right after the show, bless yourself with the holy water. It's absolutely wonderful. You can have holy water fonts at the entrance of your home. I mean, yeah. So feel free to use the holy water. So try that and see if that works. And just a little bit goes a long way. You don't have to, douse a ton of holy water and use up everything. Just a little bit. And the other thing I would suggest to do is have a rosary, have it blessed, and that becomes another sacramental, okay? Another sacramental. So have it blessed. And then I would actually hold on to the rosary as you are sleeping. And maybe if you wake up during the middle of the night, pray a decade of the rosary, a couple Hail Marys or an Our Father, a Glory Be, whatever part you're on the rosary. Now, the rosary is another sacramental that really links you to our Lord and Our Lady. So it's like holding their hand. Okay, so that's another thing that can bring you comfort. Another thing that can put you back to sleep is Gregorian chant. Okay, so Gregorian chant is a wonderful way. But I'll tell you something that I've been using recently that is just golden. So on my phone, I have real-time adoration where you can actually see the monstrance and you see our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Yeah, it's real-time, Elizabeth. And so if I wake up, this is no joke, Elizabeth, if I wake up at 2 a.m. or 3 a.m, I flip that on, the real-time adoration, and I just have a little chat with Jesus, and I am off sleeping like a baby.
Wow, that's beautiful.
So yeah,
well,
so try that really, and it's really really beautiful because I think that's the reason why we in our church it's so sacrament rich with the sacraments, but the sacramentals point us in that direction. They remind us. And so we have the most beautiful toolbox of spiritual understanding that can keep us very grounded, very peaceful, very joy filled. And that's what we want for you, Elizabeth. In fact, the Take Two family is already praying that you get a good night's rest and you feel that love and peace. And always remember this too, that Padre Pio said, pray, hope, and don't worry, because worry is useless. God is merciful and will hear your prayers. So anything that's clouding your thoughts and causing you to be weighed down or worried or anything like that, it's useless. It's useless. Turn it all over to God, okay? And build that peace, especially since you got a new year. So let's start it off right. What do you say, Elizabeth?
Thank you. That's so helpful.
Oh, you're welcome. I use this all myself too, so I'm just passing on what I do. So, but thank you. Let us know. Would you call us back when you get a really good night's rest and you wake up in a real wonderful way?
Yes, dear, I will. Thank
you. All right. Thank you, Elizabeth. God bless you. Wonderful call. Okay, the number to dial is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We're talking about prayers today. Prayers we want to ask, you know, intentions, requests we want to ask God for. We want God to move in our lives and to help us in areas, but we also want to praise God, and we also want to thank God ahead of time for the prayers that are answered. He's answering our prayers. They may not be exactly what it looks like to us because we have a certain way we want it done, but God knows better, and we trust and we absolutely surrender. And I was just talking with a dear friend this morning, and we were talking about the surrender novena. Don't forget Father Delindo Rutolo's surrender novena. It is amazing, and that'll help you in that direction. So if you have something to say about this, or you have a praise report or a prayer request, call it in right now. Don't wait any longer. And the number is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Okay, we're going to move to Peggy. Peggy is in South Carolina, and Peggy's on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Peggy. Welcome to Take Two.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I've called you before, and it's so God-filled. Want to say you prayed for my daughter, Allie, you and Debbie, and I can't remember his name.
Jerry.
Yeah, Debbie and Jerry, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And for my daughter to get a job and find a husband. That she got the good job, but we're still working on the husband. So for Allie, I just want to ask for a husband for this dear girl, a companion that she would love. My oldest daughter, Kim, she has lost the job and working really hard to try to find a new job. And Haley, my youngest, has the same sex attraction. And I'm just asking God to give me peace about it and to ask him to help remove this.
Okay. And Peggy, let me ask you a question. Did you do the Epiphany blessing this weekend by any chance for your home?
Oh, you mean on my door?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, I haven't. But I thought I needed blessed chalk, and I don't have blessed chalk.
You do. Just bring a stick of chalk to the church and ask them to bless it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, go ahead and do that, because your prayers are your prayers for your whole family. And so your house, your home, where you have authority over, I mean, that's beautiful and you want to keep that, but it's also for all that that dwell in that household, or your family, because the family is the domestic church. So you've got to also think too that anytime you do a blessing for your home where you live, it does also extend, not necessarily the same way, but it extends in a sense, because you're trying to protect your family. And so, and you're praying for your children. I would encourage them to do the Epiphany blessing on their homes if they don't live under your roof. They're on their own, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, yeah. I would encourage them. Get some blessed chalk and the prayer. You can you can pull the prayer online. And then send them blessed chalk and tell them to do the same thing. It's the beginning of the year. It's a very smart move. Also, Peggy, the same thing I would do is with fasting and almsgiving. So you always remember, it doesn't have to be fasting from food. It can be fasting from anything, but fasting and almsgiving. So you want to pull back and discipline and give at the same time. Okay, it tends to really reset things, and you see a lot of forward movement, especially in families. So I would do some heavy duty fasting and make sure everybody tries to get in a state of grace and stays in a state of grace. Oh, I know that's a big tall order there, but you know what I'm talking about, right, Peggy?
A beautiful, beautiful answer.
And
it's something that we could do.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And it's the start of the year. So, you know, it's important. Okay, Peggy, I've got you and the whole family in the prayer book. Keep us posted, please. Thank you so much for trusting us with these intentions. Okay, our call screener, Matt, said that he had a bottle of Lord's holy water from a trip he took in 2001. And he went to go look for it last year, and it had dried up from lack of use and evaporation. So he is just reiterating that we need to use our sacramentals. So that goes back to my conversation I had with Elizabeth. So break out that holy water, the blessed salt, the blessed oil, and use it, because it's a great, great reminder of what we believe in our faith. Okay, we're going to move to Lydia. Lydia's in Midland, Texas, on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Lydia. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Debbie, and Happy New Year to Jerry, because I know he hears the show later.
He does. Thank you.
I have to share a special story, because I emailed you, but I know, like you say, you're so busy and everything, but I just had to call in because I went to my hometown to visit my son's cemetery, because his birthday was January the 3rd. He died last year. Mm-hmm. And we went to go see him. And then since we were in town, I asked my friends, and they baptized four of my children. And I've known them since I was a teenager, so I've been friends with them for 60 years. Would you believe that?
Mm,
and
wow.
Then I went to visit, and his name is Joaquin, and my friend's name is Vicky, a beautiful couple. And he's having some issues with his back, and the doctor tells him to not do much, don't do much, because you can get paralyzed. So he's kind of, he's determined to do something, because he's...
Right, Lydia, hold on. You hear the music. I'm so sorry. Can you stay with me? Don't go anywhere. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to take that short break. When we come back, we'll hear more of Lydia's intentions. And then also Carrie and Linda and Doreen, stay with us on today's Take Two. This is turning out to be a great episode of Take Two for the start of the new year. It's whom or what are you praying for? I'd love for you to join the conversation and add your prayer request to the prayer book. That would be fantastic. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-EWTN. 3986. And we do have a praise report coming in, so you got to stay tuned in for that. That's so exciting. But we're speaking with our dear friend Lydia in Midland, Texas. And Lydia, I'm so sorry you heard the music. If you could just rewind a little bit, because you were sharing about Vicky and Joaquin, and I just want to make sure I get everyone in the book.
Yes, and they also have a daughter named Judy, and she's their caregiver because she's taking care of her parents. Plus, she's also raising her grandson. He's around 3 years old, and I tell you, Debbie, when I went to their house, you can feel Jesus in the house because they say prayers, they say rosaries, they bless each other. It's a very blessed home. But my friend Joaquin, because he's always been such a hard worker, and the doctors tell him not to do anything, and he's determined. But I told him, I says, just wait till you have your surgery, and then you can go back to work. But right now, just take a break. But, you know, some men are so determined to keep working, but we need to pray for him to not do anything because we don't want him to be paralyzed because the doctor warned him about being paralyzed. And my friend Vicky, she's got hearing issues, so she needs prayers too. But my friend Vicky told me yesterday, she said, Lydia, we don't go nowhere. I said, I don't either. I said, it's getting dangerous out there on the road. I said, it's not like it used to be, you know.
Right.
You just have to go when you need to go somewhere. But I just said, and then she showed me her hands, and she said, I don't have no jewelry on my hands. And Debbie, I have a habit of always having something on me, like I love Jesus or an angel. And I had the Virgin Mary ring on my finger, and I took it off and placed it on her finger, and I said, Mother Mary's going to take care of you. I said, because, you know, we have to spread the message of Jesus and Mother Mary to each other because they are our hope. They love us, and they want us to live the best way. But it was so great to see my friends because it's so hard because doctor visits and you know, hardships and everything. But I just wanted to put them on the prayer book because they're such good people. And
absolutely.
I know that you guys are so good about that, and I told him I was going to put him on the prayer book, and she was so happy to hear that, but I just wanted to share that with you.
Well, you did. Vicky and Joaquin and Judy are in the prayer book, and of course, Lydia, you are always in the prayer book. I know it must have been just an emotional time to visit your son at the cemetery, like you talked about, and that it was his birthday. But you are such a beautiful soul, and you get it, and you have a strong faith, and so your faith is carrying you. It's so obvious because you've been through so much. But I will tell you this, Lydia, the beauty of prayer, and you know this better than anyone, the beauty of prayer is it will carry you. It will lift you up. You will feel the support. You will feel the love. And I hope you share that with Vicky and Joaquin and Judy too, because I hope they do start to feel a difference in their own way of thinking and how they're feeling, because prayer works, and we know that. So Lydia, thank you so much for trusting us with these intentions.
Well, God bless you, and thank you for everything, because everybody that hears you on the radio and everybody that works with you, you guys are such a blessing to us, and we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you do for us, because you are spreading the word of peace and love, and I know God is very proud of you all. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you. Thank you. Right back at you, Lydia. I love you to pieces. Thank you. Thank you so much. And keep those prayers coming for the Take Two family, guys. I'm getting all the alerts. You guys are on your knees praying right now for the Take Two family. This is huge. This is the mystical body of Christ in action. This is what we're called to do. The more we do it, the more we see the results of it, the fruits of it. It's so beautiful. Faith is alive, and faith is real, and our prayers, they matter. And so please consider calling in if you have an intention you would like us to storm heaven for. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We're going to get to Carrie. Carrie is a first-time caller from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, on Sirius XM 130. Carrie, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year. Yeah, I'm calling. I would love some prayers for my daughter. She's had anaphylactic allergies her whole life. She's going to be going to university next year, so the feeling of worry is strong that she'll be more independent and faced with more challenges with that. So, yeah, I've been praying for a miracle for her whole life, but yeah, it's been a challenge. She also has that eczema and asthma, which are always kind of bothering her, and she has to, you know, struggle through those two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's tough. Is she practicing her faith? Is she Catholic, Carrie?
Yes. Yeah, we're all Catholic. Yeah.
Okay. Does she wear a blessed miraculous medal on her?
No, you know, but I was going to get her one for Christmas. I didn't get one, but okay. I was thinking about that.
Yeah, please get it right away. As soon as you were talking, the miraculous medal came to mind. Have it blessed. Make sure it's blessed and ask her to wear it. And really ask Our Lady to help with these respiratory ailments and things that she's struggling with, because that's tough. It's hard enough to be a young adult in the world, and then when you've got things that are compromising you or holding you back, or you have to worry about it, it makes it that much harder. So we want that to be lifted. So we go to Our Lady. Okay.
Perfect. Yes, I have been praying to Mary for some kind of help with that. Also, perfect. Like, there's no saint that I'm aware of that to pray to for allergies, for anaphylactic allergies. Do you know of anyone?
Yes,
like, I've been praying to Carlo Acutis.
Okay, so you've been going to St. Carlo Acutis. That's great. But there is a patron saint of allergies. Let me just turn it over to our show team. If Matt or Michael can just quickly search that, there is a patron saint. If you can continue listening. Yeah, if you can continue listening before the end of the show, hopefully we'll get that called in, or somebody will do it real fast. We've got a huge Take Two family that quickly knows where to go to get the information. But yes, there is a patron saint of lung and those issues. Okay, yeah. So it's coming in pretty quick. Okay, St. Bernadette is prayed to for asthma sufferers. Okay, so you got St. Bernadette, St. Mark the Evangelist, you've got St. Alexius. So there is saints there. So here's what I would do. Carrie, thank you so much. That was from Michael, our producer. What you want to do is Google search Catholic patron saint of lung issues or respiratory issues, and we got the Saint Bernadette for asthma sufferers. So yes, and you'll get more than one, like Michael just did when he did the search. You'll get more than one saint. But if you choose to go to that saint, you're actually asking that saint to be a friend of your daughter's, right? Mm-hmm. To become a friend. So you start to develop a relationship with that saint. You can get a saint medal to reflect that you have now become friends with that saint. Have that medal blessed, and she can wear that medal as well. And that's true. The Saint Blaise, that's right. Michael, my producer, just said Saint Blaise, known for throat ailments. And that can sometimes extend to the rest of the, you know, for allergies and things of that nature. So Saint Blaise, okay. Saint Blaise, and they have the Saint Blaise blessing, you know, that once a year in the church. So keep in mind for that. But there's so many things you want to do. But keep in mind, if you're going to go to certain saints, start bringing them into your friendship circle. Okay, so it's not just a one and done. You just don't want to go to the saint and pray for intercession and then just kind of leave it out there. That saint becomes a friend of your family's.
Yes, for sure. I have a question too. So when you're praying, like, is it appropriate to pray for miracles, for like a cure to this, or do you just pray for like God's will be done?
Okay. Beautiful question. And this question, your question, is going to help thousands of people today. This is what I do. Very different people have different ways of approaching prayer when it comes for what you ask for and intercessions and that nature. I personally, Carrie, I go very big with God. And what I mean by that is the whole thing. I want the full-blown physical miracle. I want the spiritual miracle, the emotional miracle, everything. I go very big with God. And then I always surrender to His will. So I go really big and I surrender. And I do both. And so that it allows me to believe in His magnificence, but it reminds me that He has a bigger plan and a better plan. And so, and my personal motto, if you will, is, and if you're looking, you're on Sirius XM, but if you go to the video of this show, you'll see in my home studio, I have a large reminder of Matthew 19:26 with God, all things are possible. It does not say in the Bible, some things are possible or when he's in a good mood. It says with God, all things are possible. So that's how I do it. How does that sound to you?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, you got it.
I definitely appreciate it, yeah. Could I add in one more prayer also that I've been praying for lately too?
Sure.
My brother-in-law is a Muslim. He's with my sister. They're not married, but they have 5 children. And I've just been praying since we've met him, for a conversion to Catholicism. I would love for them to join the Catholic Church. My sister is Catholic, but is in this relationship now for years and years. But yeah, mm-hmm. I would love for a conversion.
Absolutely.
For them and for the kids to be baptized.
Okay, so they're not baptized? So they're not practicing? Okay. Yeah, we definitely need to pray for that. Okay, so you've got that. I put that in the book and we will start praying. And also, too, for that situation with your sister and this the father of these children, do some prayer and some fasting and almsgiving and apply it to this situation here. Okay?
Sure. Yes.
You got it. Thank you, Carrie. Will you call us again and let us know how your daughter's doing?
You bet. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. We believe in the power of prayer. And we've seen many miracles, by the way. So over we're at 10 and a half years, and we have seen really so many miracles. I can't even count them anymore. So be looking for miracles. Thank you, Carrie, so very much. Okay, we're going to move to Doreen. Doreen's in Pennsylvania on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Doreen. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Go right ahead.
I was just calling for a prayer for my husband. We were Protestant when we got married. I converted in 2013, and he's been through RCIA twice. Trying not to nag, but yesterday I was like, do you think you should talk to our priest and finish the process mm-hmm. of becoming Catholic? And he said that... he loves going to Mass with me. He agrees with everything that he sees, but he's afraid he can't meet all of the standards and rules. Mm-hmm. He said, like, the fasting and the confession and all of that. He said confession scares him so much. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted someone else to help me in praying for him to change, to go through the process.
Okay. And do you have a really very gentle pastoral type priest that he can go to talk to?
Indeed. He's just great.
Yeah, you need
yeah,
to.
I've encouraged him mm-hmm. to do that, and mm-hmm. he said he's not ready yet to do that. So.
Mm. Well, maybe you could, as when he builds up the courage, if he would meet with this priest a couple times, this priest will definitely he will calm his fears and not make him feel like he's not worthy enough or can't do it. He shared that, Doreen, that he loves coming to Mass with you. He really should benefit from the spiritual graces. And so he's denying himself that it's unnecessary because the church may seem really hard to live up to all the kind of rules and things. It really isn't. It's really very, very beautifully paced for all of us. So I would definitely encourage him to strike up a beautiful friendship with this priest and see if this priest can just gently usher him into Holy Mother Church. He's so close, Doreen.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
And I'm trying, you know, not to do too much, you know. I don't want to make negative feelings, you know.
I totally agree. And it's difficult as a spouse. I understand that. But he's so close. And, you know, if he were to, you know, God forbid, if he were to pass or God were to call him home early, you know, it's unfortunate because he does love the church. He loves watching you live out your faith. I mean, so he obviously wants it. He's probably just apprehensive because it just seems overwhelming, like he's going to somehow, I don't know, fail at it or something. But guess what? We all feel that way at times. I mean, it's just the way life is. But maybe I would go to Our Lady and ask her to just gently take a hold of his hand and walk him just very beautifully into the church. You may be pleasantly surprised. She has a very amazing way of doing that. Our Lady does.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, ask her and ask your guardian angel to go to his guardian angel. If you feel like your words are starting to maybe prevent him because you know you're the closest to him, then ask your guardian angel to go to his guardian angel and to really just tap him and keep him moving in that direction. The guardian angels are very powerful behind the scenes.
All right, we'll do that.
Okay, and then keep us posted so we can celebrate, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Doreen. Thank you. Linda is a first-time caller, and Linda is in Colorado on Catholic Radio Network. Hello, Linda.
Hi there.
Hi there. Happy New Year.
How are you? Happy New Year to you, too. Thank you
I'm
for
great.
Taking my call.
Thank you. You go right ahead.
I'm wanting prayers for my oldest son, Travis. He's been unemployed for 3 years now, and he has anxiety and depression because of a lot of that. And mm-hmm. there were other personal things that probably have gotten into that also. But he just really needs, and if he didn't have bad luck, he wouldn't have any luck. Everything just seems to go against him, and so he has a very low impression of himself right now. Mm-hmm. But he just really needs to find a job so that he can get his confidence back and feel like he's worth something. Yeah, it's just, I mean, he's just really struggling, and we've helped him a lot. And that has put a strain on his relationship with his father. And so I guess that's my request today.
You got it. So his name is Travis, I think you said, and we put him in the book. We're going to start praying for him. But now let me ask you a question. Where is he with the faith, Linda?
He left the faith when he got married. He joined a Baptist non-denominational faith. Mm-hmm. I have been able, and he's divorced. They got divorced about 6 or 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I have been getting him to come to Mass with me every once in a while. Lately, I gave him a St. Benedict medal and a Miraculous medal to wear, mm-hmm. which were both blessed, and he wears them.
Good.
So and that's what I pray for also, that he'll have spiritual healing along with the emotional and mental healing.
Right. Okay. So, and also go to Padre Pio for the depression and the anxiety. Okay. So go to Padre Pio for sure. Again, Linda, do just a little bit of fasting. It doesn't have to be fasting from food and almsgiving at the same time. So you hold back on something and you give, you know, very, very kind of privately, and you keep this to yourself and you apply it to Travis's situation. I, as you were speaking, clear as a bell to me, the Holy Spirit was trying to tap this phone call and saying that he needs to come home. So it was a strong feeling that he needs to come home to Holy Mother Church. So whatever you're doing and whatever he's open to, keep reintroducing the faith to him so he can come back home. He will get in a better place, and he will feel more, you know, self-esteem, and he will feel more confident in certain areas when he is settled spiritually. So I really and truly believe that, and I would encourage him to really start working his way back to the Catholic faith. Now, if he chooses not to and he stays, you said a Baptist, and so then he needs to get really, really strong in Scripture. He needs to really stay rooted in the living Word of God. He needs to have a good prayer routine every single day. But he's got to build that up, because what he's doing here is, it sounds like he's working off of fumes, if you will. He's on a deficit. He's not really filling his figurative cup enough. So he's got to fill himself better spiritually so he can go out into the world and he can really live his best life. Are we on the same track, Linda?
Oh, yeah, because I just feel if he would go to confession, that his whole perspective on life would change.
Yeah.
But he's not... He's not really ready. Open to that, and I encourage him to pray, and I send him little daily meditation things, and I'm not sure if he takes the time to read them or not, but
yeah,
sending things his way.
Okay, well, let him know that he's draining his figurative cup, his spiritual cup. He's draining it. And so he's functioning from that. And so when he does that, he's just depriving himself of those additional graces and blessings. And so all it's going to do is raise his anxiety level, and his depression is going to get greater, because he's going to try to control things on his own when really he needs to give them over to God. So you nailed it with him going to confession. But if he doesn't want to go to confession, just ask him, make a good act of contrition, you know, just really get real with the Lord and hit the reset button. You're at the start of the new year. So he can do this. And keep in mind, Linda, a little goes a long way with God. So if he just makes small movements towards God, God will come rushing in. Just small movements. So I think you got this, Linda, and we're going to be praying too. Keep us posted. I have a good feeling that Travis is going to come around and things are going to go in his favor. Okay?
Well, I appreciate that very much. Thank you so much for the encouragement.
Absolutely. You're a great mother. You're amazing. Okay, let me just, before I get to Maria, who's got a praise report, let me just share Catholic Answers Live is tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can ask me anything with Dr. Carlo Broussard. I just love listening to him. Carlo Broussard does a great job. And this is going to be a fabulous show tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Catholic Answers Live. Okay, Maria in Houston, Texas, on Guadalupe Radio Network, you have a praise report. Okay, Maria, take it away.
Hi, yes, I've spoken to you last month regarding my mom, who was on her deathbed, and my concerns about her not believing in the Trinity. And my praise report is, God is so good. God is so good. I was doing the Divine Mercy Chaplet, as you suggested, and lots of prayers. And so she passed away on December 26th. I was holding her hand, and she took her last breath, and we were reading scripture to her. And I just have a peace, even though my prayer was, Lord, please let her in. I have a peace that I just believe he did. And I don't think I'd have that peace if it wasn't, you know, real. And so I give God so much thanks, praise, glory, and he's just so good to me.
Oh, that is beautiful, Maria. And remember, I'm sorry for the passing of your mother, but I put her in the book. But I'm so grateful that you felt that peace as she transitioned, which is beautiful. And I do believe God gives us those gifts to bring us a sense of comfort so we can move forward when people have passed. It's hard to lose a mother. But I will tell you, we are definitely praying. And Maria, keep up the prayers for her, and also have masses said, rosaries, anything you can do to keep that movement. We always want to make sure we constantly pray for those that have departed. Maria, thank you so much. God bless you. And thanks for following up. We always appreciate praise reports. I've only got a minute, literally a minute. Michael, driving through Illinois. Michael, I have less than a minute. I put you in the prayer book already. I understand you're going through a divorce and you've got there's some things happening, but you're going to hear the music. Anything quickly you want us to pray for right now? Michael, are you with us? Okay. I don't hear Michael. I'm not sure why I don't hear Michael. Okay, Michael, I couldn't connect with you. So I understand you're going through a divorce. You've got there's differences here with the psychiatrist, I believe, that's not working. And then also you're living with your sister, and you're dealing with some depression issues. Michael, please find another counselor, maybe get a support team around you. There's help out there. There's coaching, there's therapists, there's counselors, there's other psychiatrists. Get a faith-based, a Christian counselor to help you, Michael. Michael, there's hope. Please remember that there's hope and there's lots of prayers. Everybody's praying for Michael right now, driving through Illinois. It's hard to go through a divorce. I know I went through a divorce, but let me just tell you something. If you stick closely to God, stay tight with God, you will get through it and there'll be better days ahead. Okay, please remember that, Michael. To everybody on the Take Two family, thank you so much for participating today. Great show. We got the new year off started just beautifully. I think all of heaven is pleased because we are in prayer, and that's a good thing. And thank you to the show team, Matt, Michael, and Ace. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about how do you handle anger. Ooh, that's tomorrow. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. See you real soon.